AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky is in the U.S.
Mr. President, welcome back to Washington.
It's part of a last-minute push to get Congress to approve more money for Ukraine's war with Russia. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says Zelensky is the embodiment of a leader.
Mr. President, you are living proof that a single person's leadership can help rally and embattle democracy and inspire the free world and change the course of history.
The request for more aid for Ukraine is caught up in debate in Congress over immigration policy and border security. Countries are getting closer to what critics call a watered-down climate deal at the summit in Dubai.
A new draft released Monday afternoon on what's known as the global stocktake, the part of the talks that assesses where the world is on climate goals, calls for countries to reduce consumption and production of fossil fuels in a just, orderly, and equitable manner. Joseph Sekulu, who's Pacific Regional Director at 350.org, says campaigners are calling for a bolder phase-out of fossil fuels.
We know that on the inside of negotiations, the high-exporting countries like the US, Saudi Arabia, Australia, are the ones who are blocking on a phase-out of fossil fuels. We need them to step aside and let climate action leadership stand through so that we can get the results that are needed from these negotiations.
The news has triggered a frenzy of fine-tuning by government envoys and analysis by advocacy groups just hours before the conference's end, even though many observers expect the finale to run over time, as is common at the annual UN talks. I'm Charles Diletesma.
A person of interest has been arrested in connection with the fatal stabbing of a Detroit synagogue leader after the start of the Israel-Hamas war. Special Counsel Jack Smith is asking the Supreme Court to rule quickly on whether former President Donald Trump is immune from prosecution. This is AP News. Teachers are being outed and fired for moonlighting in adult content.
Brianna Coppage chose to resign her teaching job in the St. Clair School District southwest of St. Louis when it came out that she was posting adult content, and she told news outlets that her earnings from her OnlyFans account soared from the publicity. Another teacher at the same school, Megan Gaither, said she used her account to pay off student loans. Some outed teachers and other people in fields such as law and defense have lost their jobs, raising questions about how far employers can go to avoid stigma related to their employees' personal after-hour activities. Kurt Moritz, the father of a boy in the St. Clair district, disagrees with the idea, saying if we've come to it to think that it's okay for children to be seeing their teacher having sex, that's outrageous. Attorney Derek DeMary, an employment law expert in New Jersey, says it's not clear whether adult content creators who have been fired have a case, but the firings more often affect women and LGBTQ+ people. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.